Hello, I'm Susan Bright, Managing Partner for the UK and Africa and leader of the Hogan Lovells Brexit Task Force. With the UK about to embark on its Brexit journey, it feels particularly timely to be releasing the results of the Hogan Lovells Brexometer, our survey measuring the business sentiment in relation to Brexit. We've been closely following Brexit for several months now, analysing the legal issues surrounding the UK's decision to leave the EU, and engaging with our clients and policymakers extensively. As advisors to major multinationals around the world, we really wanted to get to the heart of how business leaders view the post-Brexit world. What impact will Brexit have on their long-term business strategies, on investment decisions, on profitability? And how are global business leaders viewing the impending negotiations? Do they really feel the UK is going to get a deal that is right for their businesses? The Hogan Lovells Brexometer surveyed more than 200 senior executives from global multinationals drawn from a variety of industry sectors to understand their views on what lies ahead. So, what did we find? Well, among other things, firms that are planning for Brexit are more upbeat about managing the impact. But nonetheless, nearly two-thirds of respondents expect Brexit to impact negatively on profits. Uncertainty and nervousness is likely to play into short-term behaviours. The outcome of negotiations will have a significant effect on business investment decisions in the medium term. We found that 67% of UK companies will invest more in the UK in a best case outcome and only 33% in a worst case. And what's best and worst varies from business to business. So far, there is limited confidence in the likely outcome, particularly for businesses based in the UK. However, it's certainly not all doom and gloom. Our survey also tells a story of self-help, that business confidence is built on planning and proactive engagement. The good news is that there is still time for businesses to engage with government and policymakers and to shape Brexit for their own benefit and for the benefit of their customers. Put simply, now is not the time for businesses simply to hope for the best. Now is the time for action.